Hi, I'm LC, and I'm a storyteller. I'm a passionate chemist who loves to explore and tell stories about how chemistry can change the world.
And I'm Danny, and I'm LC's spirited chemistry co-host. I love to bring high energy and positivity to my chemistry, but also my life. Welcome to the Farm to Table podcast.
So Ken Twitter told us it takes 3 minutes to run a TLC. So today we're bringing you 3 good minutes with Sue Saltansky. It's a special sneak peek at some of the symposia of the ACS spring meeting. Specifically, this symposia is on non-canonical amino acids. Sue, welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
So first, let our audience get to know you a little bit better. How about you give us a short intro, where you're from, how long you've been at Merck, and what you do here?
Sure. I'm from New Jersey, and I've been at Merck for about 5.5 years. I started in process chemistry. I've since moved into the discovery process chemistry group, which still falls under process research and development. And as the name suggests, discovery process chemists work at the interface between process chemistry and discovery chemistry.
So actually, there's a little bit of a twist today here. Because Danny is actually a co-organizer of this session, I'm actually going to be asking both of you questions about this. So Danny, are you ready to be on the other side of the mic? All right, Sue, take it away.
So Danny, what inspired you to organize this symposium?
You know, I've always been drawn to engaging with the external community, hence this podcast with LC, and I've always wanted to organize some sort of ACS symposium, but I always struggled with what the topic was going to be. Most recently, Merck published a really beautiful route to an oral PCSK9 inhibitor, and if you haven't seen it, it is a very elaborate macrocyclic peptide modality adorned with a wide variety of non-canonical amino acids. And actually, peptides as a modality has kind of incurred a renaissance over the past 20 years. And what Sue and I have found within the DBC group and talking to our DC colleagues is that they are very hungry to go beyond the typical 20 canonical amino acids, because accessing these unnatural amino acids allows them to fine-tune a wide variety of different biopharmaceutical properties, such as permeability, potency, and also bioavailability. And so what we wanted to do with this symposium is bring together practitioners who leverage biocatalysis, chemocatalysis, and beyond to kind of share what they know so we can hopefully advance the field of peptide therapeutics. Now, Sue, you are co-leading this with me. What inspired you to come along for the ride and organize this session on taming the unnatural?
Yeah, so in discovery process chemistry, I work with discovery programs that are trying to develop macrocyclic peptides as drug targets. And I lead a portion of our macrocyclic peptide initiative, which is aimed at identifying unnatural amino acid classes that we think will benefit discovery programs, peptide programs broadly. So hypothesis-driven unnatural amino acid classes. And what we do is we find good ways to make these classes for the discovery chemists. Hopefully they achieve proof of concept for whatever they're looking for. Additionally, we work on late stage functionalization strategies to access these classes on a macrocyclic peptide already, which is very efficient. And furthermore, we think about what this would look like in the process chemistry space. So we try to think of really streamlined ways to make these unnatural amino acids for a future manufacturing route.
That's awesome. Danny, you want to give us a sense of who the speakers are? Anyone you want to plug who are going to be speaking in this session?
Absolutely. Yeah, speakers that I'm really excited about. We have a really amazing, diverse lineup. As I alluded to before, we really wanted to focus on bringing together folks who, study bio and also chemocatalytic transformations. And so for biocatalysts, we have Andrew Buller, Allison Narayan, and also Hans Renata. Emily Corcoran and Emma Edelstein are members of our Boston DPC group, and they're going to share some chemocatalytic routes. I'm a big fan of academic industrial collaborations, so we have Mary Watson and also Amelie Dion from Merck, who will share some of their exciting new chemistry. And if in case that list was not enough, we're going to have a Nobel laureate, Ben List himself, who is going to share with us some of his non-canonical amino acid methodologies as well.
Heavy hitters, huh? You know how to draw a crowd. All right, so Sue, what do you hope the audience will walk away with from the day?
I hope that the audience will begin to realize that a lot of unnatural amino acids are not commercially available. If they are commercially available, they're very expensive. And in general, it takes a lot of steps to access them. So there aren't good synthetic routes to access them. And we don't, if you start with a scaffold from natural amino acid, you don't have to go much further beyond those scaffolds in an unnatural direction before things get very difficult. And so there is a large demand to develop unnatural amino acids for peptide programs.
Nice. I mean, it's really a good chance for people to be inspired as well, right? Once you have a sense of what the problems are, there's going to be a bunch of people who are excited and want to take it into different directions. So I'm excited for this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So Sue, when we have guests on the pod for a snack, we always do a rapid fire round. And so we're going to set a timer. I'm going to set a timer on my phone here for about a minute. And we're going to ask you as many questions as possible. And the idea here is to answer really with your gut, like your first response. So, Danny, you're going to get us started. The timer is set and go.
Okay, Sue. Let me pull it up. I didn't have it handy. We can edit this. All good. Okay. Sue, are you ready for some rapid fire?
Ready as I can be.
What is your favorite reaction?
Click reaction.
Okay. What was your first job?
I worked at a senior center.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
If you could only have one of these for the rest of your life, would it be pizza, coffee, or chocolate?
Coffee.
If you could go any place in the world, where would it be?
Indonesia for the food.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, so this one is more of a this or that, so I'll give you two choices and you tell me which one. Sodium sulfate or magnesium sulfate?
Magnesium.
GRC meetings or ACS meetings?
ACS meetings. I don't like sleeping on cots in dorm rooms.
Who does? Mac or PC?
Kind of into the PC since coming to Merck.
Oh, interesting. You know? For a workup, ethyl acetate or dichloromethane?
Depends. I think just situational.
All right. Do you call it JOC or JOC in reference to the journal?
I call it JOC, but I call Jacks jocks.
Oh,
all right. Last one. Is it POCl3 or POCl3?
POCl3.
Good answer. Well, thanks a lot, Sue, for joining us for the pod. It was really great to hear about the symposium. I really look forward to it. I think it's going to inspire a lot of folks to pursue this avenue of research. And thanks again for coming on the pod.